Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Words Are Sacred. Words are sacred. Why are we so careless with them? We assume that ill-spoken words lose their damaging power after they're forgotten. But in fact, all words ripple through time with either blessings or destruction. Harsh words spoken to us as a child still control us today unless we submit them to a healing process. Words of guidance and instruction that were based on misconceptions or unhealthiness still manipulate how we think and live until we replace them with the truth. And words of praise continue to encourage us long afterwards, although we cannot remember who said it or why. How do you feel when someone pulls you aside and says, "May I have a word with you?" The more frightening that is, the more healing you need from the destructive words of your past. Words are powerful. They cannot be deleted once heard. To be like Jesus, we must develop self-control to check every thought, mood, and word before they come out of our mouths. We're so used to letting our tongues flap freely that we think this is impossible. But it's not. Not if we slow down and pray constantly to allow the Holy Spirit to inspire our words. If we can't do that, then we should take a vow of silence for a day or two and get used to the idea that our tongue can be controlled. Words are sacred. We should always say what we mean and mean what we say and make sure it all glorifies God or honors His kingdom or at least shows respect for His ways. Any other way of speaking is sacrilegious. This is the lesson that today's first reading from Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 through 9, is teaching us. When we speak as if we know the truth while breaking the commands of God's word, we destroy the sanctity of our words. We are liars. Every unholy word denies God. They prove a lack of love for Him. They withhold His love from the people who hear us. God's word is a lamp for our feet, as it says in the responsorial psalm. May our words always reflect that light so that, with Jesus, we help guide others on the path of righteousness. Sacred words are powerful enough to conquer demons and cure diseases, as evidenced in the gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. May we learn to harness the power of words. Amen.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.